Welcome to a normal kind of love. A normal kind of love is a dramatic poetry storytelling performance art of a true story of domestic abuse. It is my story. A story that started so many years ago and finally ended in February of 2017, with the finalization of the divorce, that is. I did leave in November of 2014. It was a little over a decade, and it's taken me some time to come around to tell this story. A normal kind of love can be presented at special services, organizations, wherever you feel that it might be appropriate. And now I've decided to turn it into a podcast, and hopefully soon it will also be a small collection of poems, with all the poems that you will hear through all these episodes. So I appreciate you listening. Be sure, if you want to stay with the entire series, to click on A Normal Kind of Love series. There will be several episodes that will lead up to the very end, so you can kind of see how everything ended. Domestic abuse is hard, and it's not an easy situation to live in or to get away from. So if you know someone who is dealing with it, don't tell them that they can just leave. It's not that easy. There's so much more that they have to deal with, and it's a scary thing. But if you do know somebody who's going through it, whatever you can do, be there for them, even if it's just to listen. And if they ever need you, please be there for them. Every second counts. What happens when darkness hits your soul? Everything that you once knew as light suddenly goes black, and all that once was living suddenly becomes dead. Soon after, all the realities that you once knew became twisted in your head. And your soul becomes darkness, for the light will be nevermore. Never more. I thought my life was normal, caught up in my own farce. I thought it was what all the other couples did. I knew no other way. I let you let me cry. I thought it was okay to feel like you wanted to die. I saw others' happiness. I secretly watched that other guy lovingly caress her face. I thought it was all play. It wasn't real. In my world, love would not allow you to feel. Years of fighting an unruly heart, while I allowed you to tear it apart, and I never got to put it back together each time that you broke it. I thought it was normal to feel so broken. One late evening, feeling so incredibly alone, I had a recognition. My heart cried out for life. It begged to be realized. It asked that I run away from the inflicting knife. It beat at the thoughts that were crushing in my mind. My heart pled for life. With my eyes wide open, it asked me to go and live, to feel and love. And so I did. Thanks for listening to A Normal Kind of Love. If you want to continue to hear more episodes, just search for A Normal Kind of Love series. Each part of my presentation has been broken down to a couple podcasts for each section. And if you don't see any more right now, there will be plenty more coming. And I guess if I've already recorded them all, you can find them all on Spotify, Anchor, iTunes, Google, and plenty of others. Right now, our Cloverleaf Radio Network is on 9 different platforms. And I have gotten this opportunity to record my special presentation, A Normal Kind of Love. It is in my hope that it can help others who are either dealing with domestic abuse or violence or know somebody who is. It's a very sensitive situation. Whatever you do, make sure that you're always there for that person. And if you are in that situation, try to find someone to talk to. It is possible to find the light in the darkness.